He could feel himself dying slowly, an internal knowledge which again they might not have had. He could feel the slow leak of his blood inside his body, sense the pressure build-up in his torso, and the faint oozing through cracks in his keratin. The remains of the suit would help him, but not save him. He could feel his internal organs slowly shutting down, too many holes from one system to another. His stomach would never digest his last meal, and his anterior lung sac, which normally held a reserve of hyperoxygenated blood for use when his body needed its last reserves of strength, was emptying, its precious fuel being squandered in the losing battle his body fought against the falling pressure of his blood.
Dying. I am dying. What difference, whether it is in darkness or in light? Great one. Fallen comrades, children, and mate. Can you see me any better in this deeply buried alien glare? My name is Quayanol, Great One, and...
The idea was brighter than the pain when he'd tried to move his shattered leg, brighter than the station's silent, staring glow. They had said they were going to Station 7. It was the last thing he remembered, apart from the sight of one of them floating through the air toward him. That one must have shot him in the face. He couldn't remember it happening, but it made sense. Sent to make sure he was dead. But he was alive, and he had just had an idea. It was a long shot, even if he could get it to work, even if he could shift himself, even if it all worked. A long shot, in every sense. But it would be doing something. It would be a suitable end for a warrior, whatever happened. The pain would be worth it. He moved quickly, before he could change his mind, knowing that there might be little time, if he wasn't already too late. The pain seared through him like a sword. From his broken, bloody mouth, a shout came. Nobody heard. His shout echoed in the bright station. Then there was silence. His body throbbed with the aftershock of pain, but he could feel that he was free. The blood weld was broken. He could move. In the light, he could move.
Zoxarl, if you are still alive, I may soon have a little surprise for our friends.
Drone?
What? Horiza wants to know what you're doing. Yalsin spoke into her helmet communicator, looking at the changer.
I'm searching this train, the one in the repair section. I would have said if I'd found anything, you know. Have you got that suit sensor working yet?
Horiza made a face at the helmet Yalsin held on her knees. He reached over and switched off the communicator.
It's right, though, isn't it? Avager said, sitting on the pallet. That one in your suit isn't working, is it?
There's some interference from the train's reactor, Horiza told the old man. That's all. We can deal with it. Avager didn't look convinced. Horiza opened a drink canister. He felt tired, drained. There was a sense of anti-climax now, having got the power on but not found the mind. He cursed the broken mass sensor and Zoxarl and the mind. He didn't know where the damn thing was, but he'd find it. Right now, though, he just wanted to sit and relax. He needed to give his thoughts time to collect. He rubbed his head where it had been bruised in the firefight in Station 6. It hurt, distantly, naggingly, inside. Nothing serious, but it would have been distracting if he hadn't been able to shut the pain off.
Don't you think we should search this train now?
Wubslin said, gazing up hungrily at the shining curved bulk of it in front of them. Horiza smiled at the engineer's rapt expression.
Yes, why not, he said. On you go, take a look.
He nodded at the grinning Wubslin, who swallowed a last mouthful of food and grabbed his helmet.
Right, yeah, might as well start now, he said,
and walked off quickly, past the motionless figure of Zoxarl, up the access ramp and into the train. Balveda was standing with her back against the wall, her hands in her pockets. She smiled at Wubslin's retreating back as he disappeared into the train's interior.
Are you going to let him drive that thing, Horiza? She asked.
Somebody may have to, Horiza said. We'll need some sort of transport to take us round if we're going to look for the mind.
What fun, Balveda said. We could all just go riding round in circles forever and ever.
Not me, Avager said, turning from Horiza to look at the culture agent. I'm going back to the cat. I'm not going round looking for this damn computer.
Good idea, Yalsin said, looking at the old man. We could make you a sort of prisoner detail, send you back with Zoxarl, just the two of you.
I'll go alone, Avager said in a low voice, avoiding Yalsin's gaze.
I'm not afraid.